Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing on the topic of aiding and assisting a Muslim. 70,000 angels. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever sets out in order to fulfill the need of his Muslim brother, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shadows him with 70,000 angels who seek mercy and forgiveness for him, and they pray for him. If he sets out in the morning, their prayers continue till dusk, and if he sets out in the evening, their prayers continue until dawn. Similarly, with each step that he takes, one sin is raised and one stage is elevated in paradise. 70 rewards per step. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person sets out in order to tend to the needs of a fellow Muslim, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will record 70 good deeds and forgive 70 sins for each step taken. And this will continue until he returns to the point from where he initially set out from. If he manages to fulfill the person's need, he will be purified of sins as he was the day his mother bore him. And if he passes away during the process, he will enter Jannah without reckoning. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever is a means in conveying the need of a Muslim to a ruler, or he who aids a Muslim by simplifying any task for him, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will aid the person in crossing the bridge over Jahannam on the day when the feet will falter. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make Allah subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.